Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's me, Josie. This is the Affirmation Pod podcast. If this is your first time listening to Affirmation Pod and you're looking for affirmations, you're looking for positive self-talk, this episode is different from the typical episode. I'm going to be catching up on things going on in my life, giving some podcast updates and sharing some thank yous. So of course, you're welcome to stick around. But if you want to hop off and head to an affirmation episode, I do recommend episode 159, Motivation for a New Beginning. Also episode 148, I Am Enough. And then later, if you want to return to this episode, feel free to. Now, for those of you who are still here, I'm recording this episode because I felt in my heart I was due to just get on the mic and share where I'm at. I am so grateful for you and for how Affirmation Pod is improving your life and mine. I'm human like everyone else. I had thoughts going through my mind before doing this, since it's been so long since I've really shown up as me talking. And I've had the thought, what are they going to think? No one wants to hear you. They just want to hear the affirmations. And I'll admit those thoughts don't have that much stickiness to them. But the thought that does have stickiness is, man, I'm just going to talk freely. I wish I had it more together. And that is hard for me. I'm still a recovering perfectionist. And really what it comes down to right now is whether I have it together more, less, a lot, a little, I want to show up. I want to show up for you. And I have a hunch in this episode, I'm going to be using the term showing up. And thank you a lot. I also want to say there might be background noise in this episode because I normally record when my kids are sleeping. But I'm doing this during the day. My husband's playing with the kids. So if you hear anything, that's a sense of real life here at my house. So I know we're not at the end of the year yet, but I've already done some reflection time. And I'm like, wow, a lot of this year was me showing up for myself, showing up for my family, and showing up for you. I started off the year saying I'd be publishing once a month because my little boy has learned to walk, he's learned to run, he's learned to climb. And he's the kind of kid, if we're in a restaurant and we're sitting in a booth, he's the type of kid who will try to climb over the back of the booth to the other side, even if there's people sitting trying to enjoy their meal over there. He's vibrant, he's healthy, he's active. And so before that, my parents were really great with helping watch the kids, but as I saw my boy get to that stage, I knew I cannot put that on them. And I want to be there with him if he's trying to climb the washer dryer, whatever he's trying to do for his safety. But also for me, it's fun to experience those things with him. And yes, thankfully, he's had no major falls. And I'm grateful he's really thriving. Now, what I didn't anticipate this year is that I'd have a parent in the hospital. Neither of my parents have ever been in the hospital since my mom gave birth to me. So that was a surprise. I'm not going to give the details. It's not my story to tell. And my parents would not want me sharing details publicly. But I will say for me, and I think even in the moment, I knew this is standard procedure. And now having a bit of distance from it, I get it. Why? But in the moment, when one of the doctors said to me, if anything were to happen, and basically like, it'd be really close to life or death thing, would you want us to medically intervene or let nature take its course? So that question had me shaky and put a lot of topics on the table that my parents haven't been open to before, like how they didn't have a will. Thankfully, things got better and my parents are now comfortably at home again. I really want to say thank you because I had shared some of this on Instagram, just that I was going through a family crisis. And so many of you sent really supportive, loving, encouraging, very special messages. I want to give a big special thank you to Sabrina, to Leanne, to Jessica. I really remember stuff you said and it helped me get through that time. Now those first 2 months when my parents were back home, I actually moved in with them, with the kids, for 2 months to monitor what their needs are, what help they might need, and to help with the home visits, the meetings, just a whole bunch of things that are happening during a time like this. My parents' building doesn't allow pets, so my husband stayed home with our dog. And now that I look back at it, I'm like, that was a tiring time. Now, I'm not going to say everything's totally settled with my parents and what their needs are, With aging, as some of you know from your own situations, adults giving up independence and admitting to things, elements of aging is very tough, so I'm still working on some pieces of the puzzle. Another thing I didn't anticipate happening this year is, so after the kids and I were home for a month, by the way, I didn't say it, my daughter is 4, my son is 2. We're home for a month. I got a call at 1 in the morning one night, and one of my husband's parents is in the hospital. So again, it's not right for me to give all the details, but I just want to say this parent was in the hospital throughout the summer, and my husband would go to work, get food, go to the hospital, stay with the parent until the end of visiting hours, and then come home, eat, and update other members of his family. So the kids and I didn't see him much. Now that parent is comfortably home now, but upon discharge from the hospital, my husband moved in there. And because of the needs of this parent, the noise and energy of kids doesn't help the situation. So this was my turn to stay home with the kids and the dog. And so in all of this, my husband booked a cruise for us and the kids that he didn't want to cancel. So we did end up going. We had lots of fun. When we came home, he went back to his parents' place. And that first week back, my daughter, who is normally, like, she's a singing and dancing girl. She loves to sing, loves to dance. Don't get me wrong, she has her moments where she can be stubborn and all those things. But that week when we got back from vacation, she was just a disaster. Crying over every little thing. Crying because we're leaving the playground. Crying because she doesn't like the food I'm giving her. And at this point, I am having a very hard time. I am losing patience. I had this outburst on her. I looked at her and I said, "What did I ever do to you?" And I started to cry, went into the other room, and just sobbed. So I talked to my husband, and it didn't click for me right away, but it did finally dawn on me that she misses dad. She really misses her dad. And then she has this wonderful week with her dad, 24/7, back to no dad. Where's dad? And I look back, okay, while we were on the cruise, I could have said, you know, when we get home, here's what to expect. And she may still have cried all over the place, but that's something that I guess I could have done. I also, at that point, looked at myself and I'm like, oh, I'm a disaster. I'm burnt out.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Here's the question. Have you been checking in with yourself, your stress levels, your mental health, your energy? I've recently had days where I've struggled with mood changes. It's helped me so much to be able to talk with my BetterHelp therapist and walk through the best self-care plan that works for right now. Taking care of you is the most important thing you can do. Some more social time, some community time, maybe what you need, or recharging alone, maybe what would help you best right now. If you're not sure, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you've wanted to try therapy or you wanted to come back to therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It works with your schedule, and you get started by filling out a brief questionnaire that matches you with a licensed therapist. If you feel you want to switch therapists at any time, you can do so for no extra charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/affirmation today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/affirmation. Thanks to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode today.
And right now, as I talk with you today, I'm still recovering. And there's a lot of things I learned through the situation. Again, never had this situation before where I have a parent in the hospital. Never in the time I've known my husband have we had a situation where he is a parent in the hospital. And part of me is like down on myself that episode. Coming back from a setback, that was totally also for me. A lot of episodes are also for me. There was one day I was making dinner and I thought, what were the warning signs? Because there's always warning signs, even if in the moment we don't see them, we don't recognize them. Like, and I remember when it was the summer and my husband was starting these daily trips to the hospital, I said to him, I'm worried because we don't know how long this hospital stay is going to be or what's going to happen from here on. I'm worried you're going to burn out. And I was telling a fellow mom this at the playground, and she just looked at me and said, you know, we're just so good at thinking of others. And yeah, in that moment, that was a warning sign for me. If I'm thinking he's going to burn out, wait a minute, then there's a possibility I will burn out because I'm with the kids with no coverage, no backup. And our bodies speak louder when we don't listen, right? I ended up with breakouts on my neck. And even as a teenager, I got breakouts on my neck. Only as an adult did I get breakouts on my neck when I was burnt out and stressed out. And it hadn't happened in so long. And when I saw them, I'm like, oh my goodness, my body's telling me I got to deal with this. And when I get to that bird's eye view, I look at this year and I go, you know, I lost my team for raising these kids. My husband, not around. My parents, now not around. And so we do have family and close friends that can help with babysitting, and they have helped with babysitting and stuff. But I'm looking at the situation going, you know, I think it's time to have a regular babysitter to give me a break, to take the load off things. And so in these times, I mean, it was hard. I am not going to downplay that. I was really struggling to hold it together. I did have moments where I think, you know, I'm going through this and it is a challenge and a struggle right now. I also know there's people who are hoping and wishing for a child. That's some of you in the Affirmation Pod community. I think of Jamie, who has adopted a child, who made sure to have Affirmation Pod with her on the plane, going to pick up her child. And so that catches you up on the personal side of my life this year. I want to turn to the podcast side of my life. Again, as I look at my life and how I want to show up for myself, for my family, and for you, I've decided to leave the Calm Clear Now network. Had a great chat with Shell a few weeks ago, and she's such a bright, shining light. She's such an articulate and expressive person. We're still friends. We'll be friends forever. But she totally understands I can't give and offer much to her network when I'm really focusing on showing up for myself, for my family, and for you. So what does that mean? It means a few minor things. You're not going to hear the gong at the end of the episodes moving forward. I did consider replacing it with something else, and I decided not to do that. I just, when I go to create the episodes, I'm at this point where I'm like, I don't want to drag and drop things. I want everything to be like me being present, and it's unique every time. And I know at the beginning, at the end of episodes, I say similar things like the be you, know you, and love you. But every time, that's me saying it that time. It's not me recorded and then it's dragged and dropped in every episode. So you won't hear the gong anymore. You'll soon see new cover art for the podcast. So you'll see a different image of me, some different colors. I'm doing a bit of a rebrand, and slowly that's going to roll out on social media, on my products, and my website. It'll take time, but if you notice that, it's just me putting out a rebrand. I also want to touch on the publishing schedule because yes, I started it once a month at the beginning of this year, but I was able to pick it up. Wasn't every week. And I apologize for not mentioning this sooner and for not addressing publishing schedule sooner. I've only been just kind of posting it in social media without making any announcements here on the podcast. One thing that came out of this year is I was able to still publish because the sponsorship provided opportunity for me to try out different editing and production services for the podcast. And as I get that more established, moving forward, barring any family emergencies, I'll be able to publish every week for you. And again, thank you for your patience. I'm actually a big fan of podcasts about podcasting. I know that sounds super geeky, but there's been times I go to look for the new episode and it's not there and I go back. It's like if I saw them in person, it'd be like, hey, I was looking for you. Where were you? And I feel like some of you, if you saw me in person, you'd be like, where are you? I'm looking for you. So rest assured, you'll get a new episode every week. I've actually got also pop-up episodes planned. I'm going to start with two for now. And we'll see how it goes. There's a sponsor on board with it to make it happen. They're going to happen on a weekday. They're not going to be affirmation episodes. They're going to be kind of like this. If you're subscribed to the podcast, you'll get them automatically in your feed. And by the way, if you have any questions you want me to answer on those pop-up episodes, feel free to send them in through social media or the contact page of my website. I also want to mention specifically Spotify, because at the end of August, my show disappeared from Spotify. So big thank you to Jean, big thank you to Nancy for alerting me right away that my show was not on Spotify. And so that's my podcast update. You won't hear the gong anymore. There's the rebranding coming along. We'll be publishing every week, if not more. And we're back on Spotify. The only other thing I wanted to mention is about the ads, is about the sponsors. I want to read a very kind and thoughtful message. Actually, not message, review. I guess message. Review on Apple Podcasts that I got. Quote, Josie has a pleasant personality, a wonderful voice, and as someone who has been familiar with affirmations since I was a kid in the 80s, she's good at them. My only non-perfect here is the intro commercial, which at times can take half of the entire episode. I totally get the need for coaches to self-promote, and the podcast version here is free. It just drags on a little too long, IMHO. If you don't know, that's in my humble opinion. I listen to Josie in the morning sometimes, and the last thing I want to listen to is a commercial-type blurb before meditation and affirmations. Sometimes she will do yet another plug at the end, so it's sandwiched between commercials. Other than that, I love it. Unquote. So it's true, some of the episodes, the intro and the outro, total up to the same amount of time as the affirmations. I've actually been mindful of that. I've never wanted intros and outros to be way longer than the actual affirmations. I do have the option of not having sponsors, doing it for free, paying out of pocket for all the expenses, which is what I did for years at the beginning. But I know, having been in both shoes for the long term, if Affirmation Pod is to stick around, having sponsorships helps with that in a way that keeps it free for the listener. And that is really important to me. I want anyone going through a hard time anywhere on this planet to be able to listen.
I'm really excited to share about this new sponsor today. This episode is sponsored by Aqua True. You need to hear about this. I've been using it every day because I want to make sure I'm drinking enough water every day, but not just that. What kind of water am I drinking? So why do I love Aqua True? First of all, the one I have works with no plumbing installation needed. Just like with all the Aqua True purifiers, my carafe uses a 4-stage reverse osmosis purification process. That means it removes 15 times more contaminants than those ordinary pitcher filters. That's what I was using before, and I can taste the difference, but I can also see the difference. I don't just use Aqua True for the humans in the house. I have a jug where I put the water for our plants and our dog that I could tell the water was cleaner and clearer than what I was using before. The setup was easy, and Aqua True comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look into this. It makes a great gift, too, for weddings, high school grads, college grads, especially if they're athletes or very health conscious. And just for you, today Affirmation Pod listeners receive 20% off any of the Aqua True purifiers. Just go to aquatrue.com, that's AQUATRU.com, and enter code AFFIRMATION at checkout. That's 20% off any Aqua True water purifier. Again, I have the carafe, but take a look at what you would need for yourself. Go to aquatrue.com and use promo code AFFIRMATION, AFFIRMATION, to redeem your 20% off, and you are helping support Affirmation Pod. Thank you to Aqua True for sponsoring this episode today. This episode is brought to you by Air Doctor. Here's a question. Which air would you say is more polluted, our indoor air or the outdoor air? Well, according to the EPA, our indoor air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than our outdoor air. Those pollutants include allergens, pollen, especially now that allergy season is here. Our air can also have dust mites, mold spores, and even viruses or bacteria that can make us sick. Air Doctor sent me their classic Defender, which is the Air Doctor 3500. I love knowing that it's filtering out harmful contaminants so that they don't reach my lungs. But what I also love is that it's not noisy at all. It has a soothing, super soft hum. I use mine in my bedroom, but I know some of you are working with people all day long in offices and classrooms. Come check it out. Air Doctor may be just what you need. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day breathe easy money back guarantee. I don't think you'll need to use it, but if you happen to not love it, you just send it back for a refund minus the shipping. Go to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code AFFIRMATION to get up to $300 off your Air Doctor purifier. And as a bonus for Affirmation Pod listeners, you also get a free 3-year warranty on any unit. You need to use the code AFFIRMATION to be sure you get up to $300 off and the free 3-year warranty. Place your order today by going to airdoctorpro.com. That's AIRDOCTORPRO.com, and use promo code AFFIRMATION. Thank you, Air Doctor, for sponsoring this episode today.
Some of you also don't know, I'm a trained therapist, a counselor. So way before I got married and had kids, part of my work was seeing clients. And one thing I noticed was so many of them on the form they would fill out would say they found the practice I was working at through Google. And just with all the apprehensions and all the hesitancies and all the anxiety that goes along with finding a therapist, setting up an appointment, walking through the door and sitting down, doesn't matter how trained and professional and amazing the therapist is, you are still sitting down in front of a stranger and pouring your heart and your guts out. That takes guts, that takes courage, that takes a lot. And even then, without these clients having to say it, I knew for everyone that comes in through the door, how many were online, but they never made the appointment. They let their fears or their apprehensions or their hesitancies or their doubts keep them away from coming through the door and sitting down. And that is part of the inspiration why I wanted to do Affirmation Pod. Because I don't know what the number is for every person who sits down in the therapy chair. Maybe there's 1, 10, 100, 1,000, 100,000. I don't know how many don't, but I know that their pain and their hurt and their struggle is real. I want Affirmation Pod to be a resource that you can have where you are, anytime. Anyways, all that said, I'm keeping the sponsors, and my goal is that the ads are not longer than the affirmations. And by the way, when I say I look at this year and it's been about showing up for myself, showing up for my family, showing up for you, I've said no to all interview requests. I've said no to all speaking gigs because I know it'll take away from me showing up for myself, showing up for my family, and showing up for you. So that's the update of my life and about the podcast. I cannot let this episode end without saying thank you so much for those of you who have shown up for me. First of all, if you're listening to this, you've shown up for me because I don't get sponsors without having listeners. Now, we've all had times where technology just isn't cooperating with what you need to do. So I want to say a special thank you. And these are all Access members. Access members seem to be my rock stars when it comes to tech issues. So thank you, Paige. Thank you, Macy. Thank you, Ellen. Thank you, Susan, for showing up for me by letting me know something's off with the technology. And sometimes it's not necessarily the technology. Susan showed up for me by telling me, hey, you uploaded this episode to Access and it has the ad still in it. So thank you. Affirmation Pod became an Alexa skill earlier this year. And so thank you so much to everyone who showed up for me by putting a review in. We live in a time where reviews mean a lot and the number of reviews. So thank you. Also, I usually go months and months without asking for ratings and reviews in Apple Podcasts. And yet when I look in, I see the number of ratings is growing. The number of reviews is growing. So you've done that without me asking. Thank you. And I still don't plan on asking very often on this podcast. I want to keep the episodes pretty concise. You get the affirmations, and I want to limit the CTAs or call to actions to checking out the sponsor, seeing if you want to take them up on their special offer or sign up for Access, because Access is where you'd get the episodes without the ads and without the announcements. Now, I want to end off by thanking all of you, every single one of you who has shared your love for Affirmation Pod on social media. Special shout out to Phoebe, special shout out to Darlene, and special shout out to the person who's taken a screenshot of Affirmation Pod on her phone and posted it in her Instagram stories more than anyone else. Thank you, Tina in Chicago. I send you my love. And that wraps up this pop-up episode. There will be another one this month. And if you have any questions you want answered, again, speaking of social media, send me a message there or through the contact page on my website. I now think back to those thoughts I had in preparation for this episode. Again, they were, what are they going to think about you? No one wants to hear about you. And of course, the one that was the stickiest for me, I wish I had it more together, which isn't quite accurate. I think it's more accurate to say the thought was, I should have it more together before I show up in an episode like this. But I'm committed to showing up for myself, for my family, and for you, just as I am, however I am in this moment. And I hope you do that for yourself too. Thank you for listening and journeying with me. Now go be you, know you, and love you. This is Josie with Affirmation Pod. Bye for now.
And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel, where you will get Affirmation Pod episodes as well as other goodies. Subscribe today by going to affirmationpod.com/YouTube. That's affirmationpod.com/YouTube. Thanks for listening to Affirmation Pod today. Now go be you, know you, and love you. This is Josie with Affirmation Pod. Bye for now.